Hey there, Jen here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know that our newest Miracle Month kicks off on Monday, May 6th. The theme of this Miracle Month is becoming a master of your life. If you have not joined us yet, now is the time. It's only a four-week program, the Miracle Month, and we will be together 4 weeks in May. 2024 is flying by. Let's make sure that you're moving forward, taking positive steps to creating and reinventing the next version of you, and making some positive new beginnings for a brighter, happier future. Go to widow180.com/miracle month, and you can learn more about the Master Your Life program. This is 4 weeks of group coaching, whether you're brand new to widowhood or you lost your spouse years ago. This program is for everybody. We will be going over important concepts for rebuilding your life after loss, like how to get motivated about life again, feeling more confidence, making meaning of your life, coping with change, finding purpose, being more resilient, breaking through fear, and building a life that you want. These are all the things that we talk about in the Miracle Month. We talk about attitude and mindset and emotional well-being. If you know you want more, you know you are ready to embrace life again, you are ready to welcome in joy and happiness into your life again, then this Miracle Month program is for you. Each week, you get a new workbook to use during our time together on our live Zoom calls. Head right now to widow180.com/miracle month. You can find all the information there. We start Monday, May 6th, so do not wait. That's widow180.com/miracle month. Now let's get into the show. Good morning and welcome back to the podcast. Before we get to today's episode, I just want to remind everyone about the upcoming Overcoming Loneliness Workshop for Widows. It's coming up Sunday, April 21st at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I would love to see you there because I know that this is such an important topic. It's a really important subject that a lot of widows struggle with, is how to cope with loneliness. And so I really hope you can join us. Go to www.widow180.com/lonely. You can find all of the information there about the program, and I can't wait to see you at the workshop. Now, let's get to today's episode. I want to talk about something that is very common, that happens to many of the widows that I talk to, and that is feeling left out. Whether it's social situations with family and friends or happy hour with coworkers that you're close to, it's when you find out after the fact that there was a party or a get together of some kind that happened recently and you were not on the guest list. Ouch. It stings. It doesn't feel good to be excluded from things. Deliberate or not, being left out sends a message. When your friends and family and coworkers or anybody that you want to feel close to excludes you intentionally or not from conversations, activities, events, they're signaling and we interpret it that we're not important to them because if we meant something to them, then they would include us. So they must not care. We feel ostracized and it's not a good feeling. It's uncomfortable. And here's the wild part about it. Your brain actually processes it as pain. Research shows that social rejection is interpreted by the same region of the brain that's responsible for processing physical pain. But it doesn't just stop there. Feeling excluded or left out also hits our self-worth and our self-esteem, which makes us feel even more lonely and isolated than we already do. So this is bad for anyone to feel this way, right? It felt bad when you were rejected by the cool kids in fifth grade. And it sucks that you didn't get invited to the cool after prom party in high school. And it's even worse when you're a widow, when your self-esteem is already at an all-time low, and when you're already on the struggle bus, when you're already feeling so lonely without your spouse there. And now this, when you feel like all you have left is your core group of friends and other family, like in-laws, and now they're not even there for you? That's when you really just want to give up, right? And say, okay, life, you win. I'm done. I give up. But before you give up, I want to offer you some tips on how to deal with feeling left out. There are some things that you can do to help kind of soothe that sting of rejection. And the first one is to give them the benefit of the doubt. Okay, best case scenario, they simply forgot. But I know it's hard not to wonder if they intentionally left you out. And unfortunately, this does happen because some of your friends and family will feel uncomfortable with your grief. I know we've talked about this before, but some friends just can't handle seeing you upset. It's grief, not just you, but grief in general and loss of a loved one and the reality of losing the people that we love is not something that people want to think about. They want to turn the other way and ignore reality and that death is a part of life. And right now, when they think of you and they see you and the hurt that you're going through, they just can't handle it. So they avoid you. I know it sucks. And they may also project certain thoughts like to sort of cover for themselves. For example, they may say, well, I'm not going to invite her to the birthday party because she probably doesn't want to come anyway. You know, she probably doesn't want to be around a bunch of happy people and that might make her even more sad. So we just won't invite her this time. It's like they're making up some story in their own head about you, like in order to justify their decision not to invite you. Does that make sense? There are so many thoughts and feelings involved in the loss, and everyone is going to handle it differently. I know that it's a hard truth about what happens sometimes with our friendships. And it's not just friendships either, but with our family too. This happens all the time. It happens with in-laws, people who are really close to you. They're also grieving, but they're just grieving in their own way. And they may feel like being around you is some kind of trigger for them. So they choose not to invite you. It's weird and it's unpredictable. Everyone is different, but these are just different scenarios that you may encounter. So when you start to go down the path of, did they purposely not invite me? Seriously, did they not invite me? You will find yourself feeling so many things. You're going to be sad. You're going to be disappointed. And then maybe mad. Then maybe confused and frustrated. And ultimately even afraid. Afraid that all of your friendships are ending. Afraid that the result of this is going to be you alone forever and ever. Fear takes over. There's a saying that goes something like, fear is your imagination in the wrong direction. I think that was Tony Robbins that said that. Fear is imagination undirected. Your fear and the things that you're imagining, they run rampant. And then you start to spiral and your anxiety boils over. Now you're anxious and scared and hurt. And all of the worst case scenarios are the only thing that you can think about. And you're not alone if this happens. This is how we all react to this. Everybody does it. Okay, you're not alone. But the best thing that you can do in this situation is to not jump to conclusions. There is likely a very good explanation as to why you weren't invited. Let yourself think about those likely explanations like their kid was sick, so they only invited close family to the birthday party. Or they knew you were going to work that day, so they didn't invite you to have coffee because they already figured you were too busy. Just try to give them the benefit of the doubt. I know it's hard. I know it is. Number two, let's go back for a second and talk about all of those emotions you were feeling. The sadness, the frustration, the hurt, all of those. It's normal to feel all of those emotions. And like we always talk about when we deal with big emotions, the best thing that you can do is not push them away or bury them or ignore them. Accept that it hurts. It hurts. Denying that something's bothering you will only make it impact you even more. You're pissed. Okay, so what can you do when you're mad? Go for a long run? Or maybe sit and do some deep breathing exercises to calm yourself down? What can you do to help that feeling? Or you're sad. If you're sad, grab your journal and write about it and get the hurt out onto paper so it's not trapped inside of you. Like any other situation where you're turning to those coping skills, This is the time to use them. Take the time to unpack these feelings, to process them, and decide what to do next. Remember, no matter what emotions come up, they're completely valid. Avoid trying to deny them or hold them back, since this is more likely to make them worse than make them go away. Number three. Okay, now that you've gotten those big emotions in check, it's time to do a bit of self-reflection. Maybe take a look at the signals that you're sending out. Maybe think back to some things you've been doing, actions you've been taking that may play a role in all of this. So what I mean is, when you notice a pattern of people excluding you, consider your actions lately. If you want others to include you in doing things, ask yourself if you're clearly letting them know that you want to be a part of these events. Maybe when they talk to you, like your body language is telling them a certain story, maybe you have your arms crossed or you're looking down and you don't make eye contact, you kind of seem closed off. And this could be something that you're doing and you're not really even aware that you're doing it. Maybe they're just getting a certain vibe from you that you don't want to do anything. Or how about this? Maybe they have been asking you to do things and you keep saying no. So now they've just stopped asking you. I talked about this with my podcast guest, Joanne Funch. This was back on episode 144. You can go back and listen to that episode. You know, I always ask my guests, what's one piece of advice that you can offer to new widows who are struggling? And here's what she had to say.
And I would say you, at some point, I mean, the grief journey is different for everyone, but you've got to find ways to keep living life. And I think the last thing I would say is that I'm going to encourage you to say yes more than you say no. And both to yourself and to others. You know, it's, you don't want to shut yourself off from other people. They'll quit asking. And I think just saying, yeah, it's scary. You and I both know that. But don't say no to yourself. Say yes more than you say no.
Say yes more than you say no. And I know this means pushing yourself. I know that sometimes it's just too big of an ask of yourself to get out and do things. I know it's hard. So it's okay to also stay home. However, if your friends keep asking, try to say yes, because if you don't, they're going to stop asking. So what are the signals that you've been sending out to your friends and family? This is a good time to reflect on that. Number four, here's an off-the-wall idea. Ask. Ask the person about it. Having only your side of the story is really limiting your perspective. When you feel left out, talking to the person can help you understand what happened. It's typically better to talk things over than to worry about what the other people might be thinking or might be feeling, because then you start to make up all of those stories in your head that are most likely not true at all. You think they don't love you. Not true. You think they don't care about you. Not true. So work up that courage and get on a call, or better yet, meet them in person and explain why you felt left out. Use I statements or things that focus on your experience and don't make it sound so accusatory. For example, if you start off with something like, why did you do that? Or you didn't do this for me. Something like that, that language, that accusatory language will get you nowhere. So just be sure to mention specific instances and avoid generalizations. Like, instead of saying something like, you always leave me out, no one ever invites me to anything, you don't want to come across like you are attacking them, right? Try saying something like, hey, so Susie, your Friday movie parties I keep hearing about sound really fun. I feel like I have my good days and my bad days, so I just never know how I'm going to feel. But I'd really like to join next time if that's okay. Just let me know when you're planning the next one. Whatever, that's just an example, but you get it. Just make it sound like it's a casual part of the conversation and it comes across so much better. And it leaves the door open for your friend to know that she can invite you and it won't be weird on either part. Okay, moving on to number five, and this is really important. remind yourself how amazing you are. That you are an incredible person who cares about her friends and family, who treats others with kindness, empathy, and respect. That you have so much to offer the freaking world, that you may be struggling sometimes because your life is in this big mess and transition, but you are doing your damn best and making it work and forging ahead despite all that you are going through. When we're rejected and we feel ignored, we start to believe that we have no worth. You lose confidence in yourself and you start to feel like you don't matter anymore. And of course, this is false. You must believe that you matter. It's a must because it's the truth. Give yourself a pep talk. Have faith in yourself. Know your own worth. And you can start by telling yourself and reminding yourself of your awesomeness. Maybe it sounds silly, but it's not. Give yourself a pep talk. Say things like, I have great relationships. They wouldn't drop me for no reason. Or, I'm such a fun person. Or, people love spending time with me. They did before and they will again. Number 6, don't wait for an invitation. Try extending one yourself. If you've noticed that the invitations aren't piling up like they used to, the remedy to this is to send out messages and reminders to your friends. Say something like, I know I've been busy lately and I'm trying to catch up on a lot around the house and with work, but things are starting to calm down finally. Do you have time to catch up next week? Let's grab a coffee or something. You might need to make this first move, and that's okay. Again, because this is a great signal to them. This is opening up doors for invitations and letting them know that you're available. Number 7, try forming new friendships. If you feel like your current friendships are shifting and you keep reaching out and it's just not working, consider opening yourself up to a new group of friends. If those existing relationships don't provide the emotional support that you need, it may be time to consider new friendships. The reality is people change over time. People change after loss. Some of those old friendships may drift away. And you are changing too. You are growing and evolving and becoming a completely different person. Maybe your old friends couldn't handle your grief and now they can't handle your growth. They don't like this new version of you. You're becoming a better, positive, productive, healthier version of you. You may have totally new interests and new relationships will often accompany those changes. And this is good. All of this is good. There's always room for more loving, caring friendships in your life. So let's do a quick recap. These are the 7 ways to deal with feeling left out. Number 1, give them the benefit of the doubt. Number 2, accept that it hurts. Work through your emotions. Number 3, it's time to do some self-reflection. Have you been saying no too much? Number 4, ask. Get their side of the story and open up the conversation so that you're not stewing about it. Number 5, remind yourself that you are amazing. You matter. They're the ones missing out on your company. Number 6, don't wait for an invitation. You can start doing the asking. Number 7, try forming new friendships. There's always room for more love. I hope this episode was helpful. I know how hard it is to feel left out. I know how lonely all of this can feel. And don't forget, if you would like more help and guidance with loneliness, don't forget to sign up for the upcoming workshop all about overcoming loneliness. We will be working together, going through some reframing exercises and focusing on ways that you can stop feeling lonely, that you can actually be alone and not lonely. And we're going to work on that together on Sunday, April 21st. The workshop starts at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So go ahead and sign up, save your spot at www.widow180.com/lonely. That's www.widow180.com/lonely. And I'll see you there. Hey, if you're a widow and you're ready to become a master of your life again after losing your spouse, I want to invite you to join my Miracle Month program starting Monday, May 6th. I am so excited to be bringing this life-changing program to you and so many other widows. This is a four-week group coaching program where each week we will focus on what it takes to help you heal after loss and move forward to create a life that you truly love and deserve. If you feel stuck in grief, if you feel like there is so much more to life than the way that you feel right now, if you are ready to make some changes to become the next version of you, you know you want more. You know you want to be happy again and feel complete again and embrace life again, then this Miracle Month is for you. I'm going to be sharing things that worked for me and things I've learned from coaching hundreds of other widows, how you can begin to take the steps to rebuild your life through interactive exercises and group discussions. It's the magic of the energy of the group and also the mechanics of the steps you need to take to start creating a life that you love and adore. It's an amazing combination of all of it. If you are ready to take the steps, make the plan, take the action steps you need to live a life of meaning and purpose, to meet your full potential, then grab your spot in the Miracle Month. Now is the time. We kick off on Monday, May 6th, so get in now. Go to widow180.com/miracle month. That's widow180.com/miracle month.